From the front lines.
It's not going to work, man.
From the tailgates. Representing KGYR and its stakeholders, we are the Forum for the Fans, the Bleed Blue Show. Now, here are your hosts, Steve and Chris.
This is Mike on Bleed Blue Show.
What's up? Oh my God. Wow, man, that is too cool. Azul!
Yep. Happy birthday to Chris out there. Chris, happy born day, man. How's it good to be 25, bro?
Don't make me older than that, man. You know I'm 23, man. Everybody knows that. We're making a big deal out of it.
Nice, man. Happy birthday, bro. How's everything, man?
Everything is cool. Everything is all right, man. It's been a pretty decent day for me. A little bit shocking. You know, people coming from all over that I forgot. Women I've left and have come back into my life and wishing me happy birthday. It's just really crazy, man. I know I'm about to go see heaven now. Anyway.
Nice, no doubt, man.
Anyway, man, what's going on, Zazu? What's happening? What are we doing?
Nothing much. You already know. Man. Got a couple more games left in the season. We got the preview today with the stakeholders. And I'll be real quick. All prior episodes on BleedBlueShow.com. The Rangers episode, the Knicks episode, all available on our website, BleedBlueShow.com, of course. On iTunes, Podcast Republic, tune in and your Stitcher apps. What you doing for your birthday, man? And you know, let's bring on the stakeholders for roll call.
Oh man, nothing tonight, but I'm gonna be tearing New York City up on Saturday. Going to Broadway, and then I'm going to see Newsies on Broadway, and then hitting the big steakhouses up, and then being too full to do anything else but get on the train and come back to Jersey. That's pretty much it.
Cool.
That's a happy kind of day, but yeah, man, let's do this thing. Let's do this week 15 thing, man, because we have it's getting interesting. I thought by this time we'd be dead by now, Azul, but we're still here. So let's see what everybody has to chime in about on 929-477-4171. Let's rock it and roll it. Go ahead, Azul.
All right, roll call time, man. Just introductions. Just say hello. How you doing? Something real quick so we can get everybody on as fast as possible.
As fast as possible. And let me start off with what I don't believe I see him. This is my man, Ed. Big Blue Huddle.
Happy birthday, Chris. Happy birthday.
Thank you very much, sir. Thank you very much. I'm happy to be 21 again. Yeah, what's going on, man?
Things are good, you know. Not a lot of podcasting lately, but not a lot of time for that. But still going to the games, and we're going this Sunday. By the way, I understand it's Elaine's birthday tomorrow. I don't know if she's on the show or not. So happy birthday to her. Good to talk to Steve again. He gave me a shout-out. And, you know, gave me a heads up that you guys are still doing this on Thursday nights, 7 o'clock. So I'm happy to be back.
Hey, and I can't wait to hear your insight, which will be back in a few minutes. We'll be right back, Ed. Stand by.
Thank you.
Info for everybody, 929-477-4171. Azul and Chris in the house right now with week 15 preview against the Titans. Big O, what's going on, sir?
Happy birthday, King. Happy birthday.
Uh-oh. Thank you very much, Chief.
What's going on, brother?
Oh, I'm all right. I'm 19 today, like Steve said.
You be what you want to be, man. That's life, man. What's the number? We give numbers value, man. We give numbers value. So what? You be what you want to be, man.
Thanks,
anyway, man, everything good, man. Everything good, man. Blessed, man. Hey, I'm Giants rolling, man.
That's why you're here. That's why I need you to stand right
rolling.
There. We'll be right back. I need you to stay right there. Oh, that's Big O, everybody. Now, next is the definition. What is this, Steve? Do we have the definition of lit, or is he Big Blue Arizona, or does he have an S on his chest? I don't know what he has, man. But
it's like Adam West and Batman. He got everything. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Jason, man. Big blue bear.
What's up, Jason?
Hey, what's up, Chris? What's up, Steve? Happy birthday, Chris. Glad to be on the show.
Much.
Hey, real quick, Chris, if you can, I'll give you the birthday present you can only dream of. Come out to Indianapolis. I'll pay for your VIP tailgate, filet mignon, mac and cheese, waffles, and a host bar. And the definition of lit will be there. Come on.
What date is this?
Get with us all.
Okay, we'll talk about this right after the show. But that'll be great because I'm trying to get my driver's license. Thank you, Jason. I'll be right back. 929-477-4171. I don't know why I'm having so much fun already. This is six. Azul, you need to save me. Worm is up. What's up, Worm? Bring the tenor down a little bit, bro. How you doing?
Good. I'm doing pretty good. There is one thing I did want to touch on that I saw that was really disturbing over the last 2 days. Well, why does Tiki Barber look like some transvestite hooker working in the Bronx wearing tight-ass leather boots with heels on? What in the hell is he doing?
I'm absolutely not informed about this thing at all. Azul can answer that
question. It's a damn shame. I'm off the supporting Tiki Barber train going forward. You know, you guys,
is this a real thing? Are you serious?
Yeah, this is a real thing. Yeah, you guys, I've been a Tiki supporter. I've probably been the lone Tiki supporter in the base for years, decades. And I'm off the train, man. He's way out there, man. I can't co-sign that crap, man.
I thought this was a joke, man.
He's not playing. He's not playing, man.
No, he looks like he's working the corner in the Bronx. Really bad.
You mean Rondé's brother, the all-time leading giant rusher, Tiki Barber.
Right. Yeah, he looks like a tranny wearing boots.
We'll be back. Let's do this station identification. Warren, stay by. Stand back. We got to get everybody online. Right? This is ridiculous. 929-477-4171. Frank, what's happening, sir?
What's up, man?
Hey, man.
Happy birthday, Chris.
Oh, thank you very much, sir. Thank you very much. I appreciate that. I'll be going to the prom tomorrow night. Listen, I forgot what I was going to ask you, Frank. I'm sorry. I'm having a senior moment. This is how you know it's your birthday, when all of that kicks in and you can count more of your pills than you can your birthday. Okay. I forgot, Frank, but I remember it when you come back around, man. It was something important.
Okay.
Save me, Steve.
Okay.
Not 929-477-4171. Hey, look, man, we could beat this team here, Steve. It's been a strange season for us. It's been a strange season for everybody. You know, it's kind of complicated to do anything. I mean, like, okay, Tennessee, they already won two in a row, and it needs to win out against us, Washington, and Indy. Okay, and Baltimore and Miami, I think, got to lose for them to get in. So they got a weird kind of way of their own. That's their business. Okay, my business is a little bit different. Your business, the people on this line's business, is a little bit different. Now we need a miracle. So that would involve us winning the last three. So that was that after Tennessee. You're talking about Indianapolis and Dallas, and then we need a ton of help. So that's less than 1%. Have we given up, or do we have a little flicker in our? This is for you, Azul. Do we have a little flicker in the refrigerator, man? Is that light just dim, or what's happening? I've been wanting to ask you this.
Yeah, I'll answer that. Before we do that, one more person for the roll call. Let's bring on Billy Bob. Oh. Billy Bob, quick roll call time. Just say hello. How you doing? Introduce yourself. So say hello to the people, Billy Bob.
Good evening, guys. How y'all doing? This is Billy Bob.
Hello.
I'll tell y'all why I was in my feelings that weekend. That weekend when I was deep in my feelings.
All right. Shout out to Billy Bob. Right. So we'll get back around to Billy Bob. All right, let me answer your question. Yeah, this is definitely a winnable game. First of all, let me say it like this. It has more of a fantasy football value. Derrick Henry pissed me off. This guy didn't do nothing pretty much all year. Dropped him from my fantasy league and then went off for four touchdowns last Thursday night. 200 plus yards. Where was this all year round? anyway, moving on. They don't have a dynamic offense. I mean, everything goes through Corey Davis, who's actually played well the last month of the year.
He's not helping
season.
Me in fantasy.
he's had a little bit of a spurt. I mean, the defense is top 10 in yardage. You have to watch out for guys like Wesley. I mean, they have a lot of – I would call them journeymen. I guess that's the word. Guys used to play for other teams. Wesley Woodyard. You got Kevin Bayard, who's a good defensive player. Logan Ryan, former Patriot. You got Malcolm Butler, you know, from the Patriots. The D-line, they play a 3-4 defense. But the defense is okay. They're not – there's nobody that wows you on defense. They just play solid for the most part. They have their ups and downs. Offensively, they kind of have a struggle to them, Chris. Their offensive line is really not that good. It has good pieces, but they struggled over the last couple of weeks. This is a very winnable game. In the way our defensive line has been playing, I like our matchup on the field. Our defensive line, Hill, Thomason, those guys. And you saw how Morrow was getting after the quarterback last week. Mariota, we already know, doesn't have the greatest of numbers. I think he took a step back this year. I thought he would have took a leap forward. But their offense is pretty much pedestrian with running with Derrick Henry, Deion Lewis, running backs out of the backfield. And now Mariota, he'll take off and run, so you got to stay in your lanes this week. You can't over-pursue. And you got to play solid. If we play like we played against the Redskins, this game should be no problem. But, you know, the Giants, we haven't seen consistency in a while. So if they're going to put it back-to-back weeks, it will have to be against this week. They got to win out just to have a chance, like you said, Chris. So let's get to the top of the order. Ed from the Big Blue Huddle, get his thoughts, and we'll go right down the line.
This is the guy I've been waiting for forever. Ed, Big Blue Huddle, man, you want to talk about a giant – you know what? You're an encyclopedia, man. That's what you are. You're a Big Blue encyclopedia.
No.
That's what you are. Forget Google. He's a Big Blue encyclopedia, and I appreciate that, man. But yeah, everything Steve just said, man, alluded to, man, it does point to a winnable game. But I want to add also, the Giants are basically finally getting it together, man. We finally getting sacks. We had like 14 in the first 11 games. Now we've got like I think 5, maybe 10 the last two games altogether, something like that. And now we've got since the bye week, we've had 11 interceptions. As you guys already seen, Alex Ogletree do his thing, Curtis Riley do his thing. What's your take on everything, man? Just about everything concerning this game, Week 15.
Couple for you.
Sorry?
You know, the Giants season. You know, it started. I was expecting them to start off slow, and you had to expect that. You have a new offense, you got a new defense, and. But what was happening in the beginning of the season, and I think the big change on offense, is that finally Pat Shurmur got it through his head that he needs to run the ball in order to make his passing game become effective. So where he wasn't really having a good run-to-pass ratio at the beginning of the season, he had isolated instances where they did in certain games, like against Houston. And now he's got a much more balanced attack. And the run game becomes so important. And of course, obviously because of Saquon Barkley. And I understand that the offensive line had problems establishing, you know, run blocking in a run game and in pass protection. But just by virtue of the fact of getting snaps and just running the ball, you wear down the defense in the fourth. By the time the fourth quarter comes, you freeze the safeties and the linebackers, and then they have to think run first, and then you can utilize play action, and that's what's been happening the last three games. They've rushed over, I don't know, 140 yards a game. I don't know. I don't have the stats in front of me, but that's been the difference in the offense, and now teams are looking that they have to stop Saquon Barkley, and that's the number one thing that they have to do. It's opened up the passing game. Now, Odell is questionable this week, so I'd like to see Sterling Shepard get more snaps. Ingram, Ellison, Simonson, Russell Shepard, those are the guys that you got to go to, and I think that they can attack. A passing attack. Once they get that running game established, they're going to try to stop Saquon Barkley. They're going to try to swarm him. Maybe they could utilize some cutbacks. Maybe they can start off with some play action. but this is what they have to do to win the game, and this is how they've been effective all year. The defense finally seems like they're getting it together. I was very disappointed, and I understand the cap implications about cutting high-priced players, but to cut a guy like Snacks, and you know, Eli Apple was a starting cornerback. When you do that in the middle of the season, you know, it sends a message that you're not looking to win. And as a season ticket holder, what kind of a message are you sending me? I still have to pay for my ticket. You're giving up on the season. But these young guys, and I got to give Pat Shermer credit, a lot of credit, that he's, you know, he's got them motivated and he's got them excited. And he did not lose the team. So I think that's been very good. And these guys on defense have been playing great. They played a lot better against Washington. You know, at times they get questionable. I still think that there's a lot of holes that need to be filled on this Giants team. And I don't see any way that we're going to make the playoffs, but they're playing for pride and they're getting better. I see Eli coming back next year, and I don't know if they're going to pick a quarterback in the draft if they drop to the 10 spot or whatever. So that's all going to be interesting. As far as this matchup goes, you know, Marcus Mariota, I don't know a lot about the Titans, but I know he's a decent quarterback, but he's not a great quarterback. And I think that he could be pressured. And I know that their tight end went down this week. What's the name of the tight end that went down? He went on IR.
John
Smith.
Yeah.
Smith. Yeah. So they got this guy, Anthony Ferguson. He's taken over. Derrick Henry, like Steve said, he had 238 yards last week, which boosted his yards per carry to almost 5. Mm-hmm. But, you know, you got to take that 230. That was an anomaly. So can he repeat that? I don't know. They have a good receiver in Corey Davis. Brian Arakpo, he may not play. He didn't practice all week. That's my thoughts on that. I see the Giants winning the game. I'd like to see them continue with the intensity they got and continue to show that they're a team that they can build off of. And I can't stay on past this. I'll try to listen a little bit, but I know guys like Billy Bob and Big O. You know, I know those guys. you know, from last year, and you get some really good fans on this forum.
Right.
And I'm happy to be back. Our site is the Big Blue Huddle. You can catch us at GiantsFans.net. It's a message board where we talk football every day, 24/7, 365. Right. It's called the Big Blue Huddle. Thank you for having me on. Appreciate it, guys.
Hey, Big Blue Huddle.
Real Giant fan talk on that website, man. That's a good page, man. Real good
page.
Thank
you so much,
absolutely.
Ed.
Thank you,
come
Ed.
Back to see us, man. Don't do this no more. We love you.
Okay, I'll try to come back.
Okay, Keith. Appreciate you. 929-477-4171 and Big Ed just referenced Big O.
Yo, what up?
Azul.
Yeah, man.
And you
hey,
know,
man.
You
shout
go from
out,
you go
shout
you
out
keep,
to Big
you,
Ed,
you
man.
Keep,
you know, Big Ed
you
know
keep,
his stuff.
You keep the intensity going on this knowledge, this football etiquette, this encyclopedic, just this Mensa. of loving football, Alex. I love it. Hey, Big O.
Yeah,
man.
It's pretty much where Ed said, man. I mean, you know, it's this team, man, really kind of shocked everybody the way we started off. We had high expectations.
Right.
It didn't work out. And we didn't really see the particulars, what really was going on. The first-year coach, the first-year scheme. This is our second year, and I think this is what a new playbook, a new offensive
mm-hmm.
scheme, a new defensive scheme.
Mm-hmm.
So we kind of really was trying to jump. We kind of jumped the gun, man, trying to think that everybody was going to catch what was going. You know, these playbooks and perform at a high level. I think the defense did it. You know, they held it down. They gelled a little bit quicker than the offense did, but offense was horrendous. Why? Because coaching as well. Not calling the right plays, you know, to help your players, your offensive line and quarterback out there struggling. There was times, man, when I felt that we should have started the game off with a play action, you know, catch teams off, you know, play, you know, use their strength against them, you know, hit them with some screens and certain plays that we can execute to slow the teams down. Because when you got a defense that comes in and say, okay, the Giants is not going to run on us, it's hard to block in a pass mode on teams on good defenses.
because they're gonna peel their head back and come, bro. It's just hard. You got to be able to make a defense think, make them honest. And we wasn't doing that, man. So it made everybody look like pure trash. We got some things together. Players started gelling, changed some pieces. We got the running game going. You get your play action going. You got some time now, and it's over, man. That's just how it goes. I tell you, I would eat shit when it's time to eat shit. I was ready for Eli to go, but I just started seeing some things. Really seeing. I know my guy can do it. Yeah, back in the days, but he was looking like shit for the past two, three years. But you give this man some time, and you get a real running game, and we ain't have a running game like this in a long time. So a real running game, man, and a wide receiver like Odell Shep and Ingram out there, it's hard for defense to come at you the way they want to come. So I was shocked. We blew a team out 40-40 zip, but again, Washington was decimated. I'm not going to say that, use an excuse that we can't. The only thing I can say is we did what we were supposed to do. When the team's decimated, you're supposed to go in there and whoop their ass. And we went in there and we did it. That's what I'm happy about. At least we changed that. Because usually we'll come in there and downplay and make that damn game a struggle. So we did that. So right now, man, I'm just looking forward to see the Giants operate and take the Titans down, because I believe they can do it. If they can come in there and execute like they did last week, I have no doubt they can do it, man. So I'm happy, man. I just love the way they're coming together. Things, like Jet said, they had the gel. We just gotta relax, take our time, and it's coming together, man. It's facts. It's coming together. So yeah, look forward to see Eli next year, man. And I think we'll pick up something, man. We'll have somebody behind him, man. If not, it is what it is, man. I'm just gonna trust the process, man. Gettleman is doing his job.
Okay, speaking of doing our job, this is, Bleed Blue Show, man. We got, you know how what's going on with Azul. There's all kinds of sound bites here, man. And, famous ones. You've got famous ones,
You tripping, man.
Like for instance, you had this one here.
This team. I learned today another thing today, too, man.
You had that one, for instance. That was a very famous one, man. And then you also had this one, for instance. Back
Charles, I wanted to, before you asked me that question, Charles, man, JPP hand, man, it's not going to work, man.
Yeah, that's true. See, those are classics. But we can't find coaching. That was your classic.
Come on, man.
We can't find
you, man. You know
real
that,
quick,
man.
Real quick, man. We need that.
We need you to say it.
Come on. I know y'all can find it, son.
Nah,
coaching.
Man. Coaching,
man. Come on, man. You know this team is coaching, man, that would take this team. And they proved it the last few weeks, man. Coaching, man. You change up your scheme. You playing chess out here, man. Come out
got
with some
it.
Play actions these first plays. That's how you do it. Coaching.
All right. Thank you.
That is
thank
a wrap.
Thank you.
Big old, ladies and gentlemen. That's for prosperity. Thank you. 929-477-4171. Jason Big Blue of Arizona, definition of lit. Saquon Barkley is averaging 5.4 yards a carry, man, which means we almost got a first down after he finishes getting up. Okay? That's pretty good. We haven't had something like that, man, since, I think, Brandon Jacobs, I think. And that's, 10 or 11 years ago or whatever. I think I got this. The reason I'm bringing this up is because you brought this to my attention.
What's that?
So what's your take on that, man? On what do we got to do? Well, first of all, what's happening? What's your preview of this game coming up?
Well, it's always good to know who your opponent is. And, as far as Tennessee coming in, I don't know if it was you, Steve Chris, or that gentleman, Ed, but they actually have a very, very, very solid front line, except for the right side. The right tackle is suspect. I mean, we're going to be going against Taylor Lewan. The dude's a 6'8 mauler. He's bigger than Robert Gallery. So we're going to have a tough time on that left side, along with Spain on that left side, too. Now, mind you, they lost Jack Conklin. And the backstory, if you guys all remember, is we wanted Jack
Conklin.
That was
our guy. Yep.
That was our guy. That would have solidified our line. He's on IR. So their offensive line is hurt a little bit, not all banged up entirely, but, you know, I don't think they're going to have to throw a lot of doubles if they want penetration on Taylor's side. Now, I actually know that guy. He's from Arizona. He's solid. He's a solid left side guy. Moving on to their linebackers, I mean, they got Will Compton and they got Brian Arapco. They're pretty solid. They're a little bit older, but, I mean, they're pretty solid. So it's they're not as injured as Washington, per se. They're almost like Band-Aids put it on, but cohesively as a unit, they played pretty well together. So it's not going to be a cakewalk. It's going to be a very competitive team because you got two teams vying for playoff position. Now, what we haven't talked about yet, and this is really important, I've said this before about Odell Beckham Jr., when is the guy going to play a full season? I don't think he's going to play on Sunday. I don't. Just because he hasn't practiced, they don't want anything to happen to him going forward. But the point is, every year, the guy gets hurt. We've had conversations of, does he get hurt because Eli put him in a bad situation, or does he play with a reckless abandon that he hurts himself? I was really suspect about that, that contract that he got. There was no elevator or escalator clauses in that. That concerned me. He's already missed one. He's probably going to miss two, possibly the following week in Indianapolis.
Right.
I just can't swallow that contract knowing the man can't stay healthy to play 16 games, especially when we need him more so now than ever. But we don't want him to get hurt where he's out long-term, as in to need surgery or something like that. That I get. But was the contract merited knowing he has not played his entire career 16 straight games for the New York Football Giants?
Okay. That's your assessment, sir? That's your lit assessment?
That's it, man. That's it. I'm just getting ready, dude. We got 9 days until Indianapolis. God,
oh,
I can't wait.
We'll talk later. We'll talk later. Promise. 929-477-4171. I'm gonna speed it up a tiny bit here. Hey, Worm, let me ask you a question. What's on the menu for Sunday, man? And because I know you're cooking up a whole bunch of stuff. And, well, like, what's going on? What you got ready for us, man? Because I know you. You're going to probably get us waffled out again. What's going on?
Sunday we'll have the normal, you know, raw potatoes, sausage, eggs, and then I'll be deep frying waffles, hash browns, and then we'll be making our worm waffles, which is, you know, deep fried waffles, hash browns, sausage, cheese, eggs, and syrup. In between two waffles, and you can kill that. We'll move on to deep fried French toast with powdered sugar.
Okay. You gotta stop. You can't. You're making me hungry, man. Stop right there. I can't go any further. Tell me about what do you see the preview? What's the preview, man? Talk to me about the Titans, man.
A couple things I'm looking at is you know, defensively with the Giants is to just maintain gap integrity, you know, be able to, you know, maintain their gaps, keep the pressure that they had going against Washington, create the, you know, turnovers. They're going to have to, you know, account for Mariota. The guy can extend plays. You know, he's got great legs. He can run. The other issue is going to be you know, shutting down Henry. It's going to be tough to do, but they're going to have to do it. Offensively, what I'm looking at is, you know, just keep opening up the holes and just feed Barkley. Give Barkley the ball. Give him the ball. Let him run, and let him run some more. I'm kind of chalking up to Odell as I don't think he's playing Sunday. I don't think he is. You know, so, I mean, I'm confident with Shepard. I'm confident with Shepard number two. Ingram should be all right. Goldman is starting to run the ball somewhat decent now. You know, I think the Giants, you know, figured things out, you know, with some of their backs. Eli looked pretty well last week, but, you know, that's against the Washington team that was all banged up that I think, you know, Rutgers University could have beaten last week.
Titans are 28th in offense, by the way, man.
Yeah, so, I mean, I'm not really going to, you know, jump up and down and throw a celebratory party because they beat Washington. Washington is just pathetic. Mm-hmm. You know, they just build on the confidence, you know, and the moral victories you got last week. And, you know, just play clean, sound, fundamental football. If this is a game, you know, it's going to be probably low
scoring. Finish your thought out, sir.
It's going to be a low scoring game, probably, you know, a 24-17, you know, a 24-20 game. I don't see it going very high. I'll take it. You know, I think the Giants extend everybody's hopes, you know, for one more week.
Right.
And, you know, it's a winnable game. It really is. So, I mean, they're gelling. They're starting to gel. They're starting to show that they're playing together. They're fighting. And that's all I can ask for.
That's it. I think I'm going to see you Sunday. Well, I think I'm going to make it out there. So
yeah, come by. I'd like to have
you. I will do that. And I'll come right up to the – and get ready to have my plate ready. Not 2-9-4-7-7-4-1-7-1. Thanks, Warren. Appreciate it. Billy Bob, where are you? Billy Bob, the clock is running.
I'm right here, man. I'm right here.
Okay. What do you see for this game on this Week 15 game that we got coming up?
We winning.
Oh.
I see us winning. But the only reason why I'm in my feelings is because I knew that Philadelphia game that we played. When I sat there and told y'all I was in my feelings because I had high hopes that we're going to run this table. And y'all talking about, y'all didn't believe the Giants was going to make this play, y'all, but I was feeling so good that I thought we were going to make this run. Now it just pisses me off to watch and see how sorry Philadelphia really are. Because I really wanted Philadelphia to beat Dallas, but now I'm just looking back that it just made me get even deeper in my feelings. Just to know that the Giants probably could make this playoff, but since we lost in Philadelphia, this hurts. This hurts so bad. That's my only reason why. But as far as everything else, man, I do see us running away with this game, even though I know Tennessee got a good defense. But without Odell Beckham, nobody want to mention how we got this dude Benny Flowers on the team. I really think he really helped. Even though he may not look like he's contributing, but I see he helped a lot. Just to have that big friend receiver that I kept always telling y'all about, that finally Giants understand personnel, that Eli Pollard needed a big receiver to help out. Just here and there, if the Giants utilize him more, I think that can help us out a little bit more down the line. But
okay,
I like our running game, and that's what pissed me off. Just like what Ed said. Run the ball, and that's when that's why I didn't figure out why they didn't do that against Philadelphia that game we played when we had to lead. We just should have just ran the ball. I don't know what was wrong with Saquon Barkley at that time. They say he probably put a groin, but listen, guys, because I always expect this from the Giants. I can say we have a slow start, but I really have high expectations for the Giants team, even with the players we have, because you got to look at our roster, bro. It just looked good on paper, and it looked good on the field. Just look what we have, from tight ends to receivers. It was just looking too good for us to come out this year and play this type of way. Because that's why I put so much on Eli. Cause I'm like, Eli, you are a veteran quarterback. I felt like you should at least have won us like a good 7 games off the string. I don't care how. I don't care if he's on a decline. You should have won us 7 games at least. But I'm finna hold my high. I'm finna still hold my expectation high, and I know we're gonna win out. If we win out, we can just see how the quick season play out, and if we don't make it, I guess the Giants gonna be looking back at the Philadelphia game, him and Pat Sherman, that they could have had won this game. That was a game that was winnable. Because if you see how they played Dallas, I'm like, dog, this don't make no sense. Because I really think we better than Dallas. Matter of fact, I think we, to be honest with y'all guys, dog, I think we were the better team in the NFC, bro. That's why I'm in my feelings, guys. I promise you. This is why I was always in my feelings.
I tell you what. If we went out, the whole NFL will be on notice. I think so. But that's another show. Thank you, Billy Bob. I like the way you flowed that, and I better hear you Sunday. Talk to you soon, man. 929-477-4171. Juju, straight out of MetLife, is on the line. Let's go. Whoa, are you there? Oh, yeah. Go on. You there? Juju, straight out of MetLife.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm here.
What's going on?
Okay. So, well, I don't have a whole lot to say. We all know Thoria this season, but my big thing is I've heard the last few people speak, run the ball, protect the ball. We need to get some turnovers. That's been going pretty good. I haven't been that happy with the defense, even though a lot of people are, because to me they allow too many points from the other side. And but we are creating turnovers, so, you know, I'm happy about that. And also, if this is my one thing with the defense, if something not working, adjust. Like, two times we had a different quarterback come in, and it's like they just laid down and died. Like, what happened? You can't do that. And now, you know, I don't know much about the Titans and their roster. I just know their quarterback name, so I don't really have a big comment on that. Just I do know that running back, though, that because I watched the game of that, what was that, that Monday night game?
Monday night game.
So I did see him, and I was like, yeah, we got to make sure we keep him in check. And right. Mariota didn't look like a big threat to me, but receiver. If we can keep him in check, give Barkley the ball, and I'm not even, although I am an Odell fan, I think the rest of the receivers, they just got to step up. No matter what, you got to step up, go out there, and they did a great job last week. And I just hope that Washington wasn't a fluke game, because everybody looked good in my eyes. Like, I didn't even have a whole lot of complaints. Everybody looked good. It's just when wasn't the other quarterback came in and they just let them run down the field. Like, we can't do that. Just whatever you were doing in the beginning, just keep doing it. And whatever formula we have for Washington, I like that formula. Run that and let Barkley keep making them records.
All right.
He's making the whole team look good. And I don't know. If they do that, we can win out. But, goddamn, I want to beat Dallas. If nothing else happens, if this whole – if you know what I'm saying, if we don't make it to the playoffs, that's fine. But beat Dallas. I swear that would make me feel so much better about this crazy season. Beat Dallas.
That's what I said about Philadelphia. It didn't work, but I hope we do beat
Dallas.
You
know what?
Right. Right.
And can we add, since you bought a Philadelphia, some of these coaching moves and calls, that game pissed me off.
Yeah,
game pissed me off. And we were in Philadelphia in a bar, and I was ready to snap. Like, because I already got my walk down, my victory walk and everything. And I'm like, what the fuck is going on? I don't know if y'all, am I allowed to curse on here?
Absolutely. We are now, I guess.
My bad. Steve, you know me. That's my favorite word. But you know, I'm like, what is going on here? So,
it's all good.
But with the coaching thing, just keep the formula. Don't change up in the middle of the game if it's working. If it's not working, that's one thing. But, let's win these last three and see
let's
what happens.
That's what I'm talking about.
All right.
You, straight out of MetLife. Straight out of MetLife. I want a T-shirt that says that, just because that's your name now. I appreciate that.
Straight out of MetLife. You can get whatever T-shirt you want. You just hit me up. I'll make it for you.
I will do that. Thank you so much.
Okay. You're welcome, baby.
929-477-4171. Omar's on the line. We're talking this Giants-Titans game, week 15. Make sure you check us out on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, everything that says The Bleed Blue Show. Just Google Bleed Blue Show. You'll find us, even on Google. Omar, week 15.
Hello.
We trying to win out.
Yes, absolutely. I like what she had to say. Absolutely. Let's beat Dallas at the end. But we got to take it one game at a time. We got this one coming up, so we got to just get there, you know, one at a time.
So what's your outlook? tell us, share it with
well,
us.
Well, I'm excited. First of all, I'm really actually excited to be going to see this game live for a variety of different reasons. You know, this is I'm really looking forward to getting to the stadium this Sunday. You know, first of all, my favorite charity, it's the Toys for Tots game where the United States Marines will be there before the game. And,
whoa,
you know, I feel very privileged. Yeah.
Okay.
And for the love of the game, too, I mean, I have to say that it's really a privilege and an honor to be able to watch Saquon Barkley and Derrick Henry on the same field this Sunday. You know, we saw what Henry did a week ago mm-hmm. against the Jaguars. That was, from a football fan's point of view, that was really exciting to see that Tony Dorsett tying run that he did. And, you know, we all, well, Saquon, need I say more? I mean, we all know how he feels. What's the over-under in Vegas that those two are going to exchange jerseys on the field after the game's over this Sunday?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think there's a very good chance that's going to happen. But this is definitely it's going to be a tough one. I mean, the next two games are against two very good teams, two very first-class organizations. Beckham not playing, I think, does hurt us. And I think it's going to be a lot's going to ride on the defense on Sunday, especially the secondary. Mariota has a tendency to throw a lot of bad picks. So if our corners and our safeties are on point, we have a great shot. But I do think this is going to be close.
Wow.
I mean, what's your take?
Oh,
well,
our take is your take. It's when you listen, when you go into our archives or you look at any of the social media that we just talked about, you're going to see this continual slogan, forum forever.
I had a late login tonight. I got in late, and then I was having trouble logging on at first, but I finally got on, you know.
Yeah.
I just picked up you guys.
Our take is your take most of the time, just so you know.
Yeah.
You know, just forum for the fans. So, okay, what was I going to say? I was listening to you, man. You kind of caught me off guard by finishing early.
I'm sorry, yeah.
No,
I had another question
no.
on a separate subject for Steve, but, you know, what do you got for me?
Well, no.
Well,
do you guys
mind if I ask a draft question?
Go ahead and ask. Go ahead and talk to Azul.
All right.
Azul,
carbon copy that he talked about, somebody else put up yesterday, that they were talking about Haskins, that they really are liking Haskins a lot, as opposed to Herbert. But my question is, who would you feel more comfortable? Would you be more comfortable taking Haskins, who's a sophomore, or taking Herbert with a little bit more experience as a junior, if it's one of those two quarterbacks to pick?
That's a good question, actually.
I'll be real quick because I know we're crunching on time. The short answer, Haskins is more solid. He has more production. Herbert has more upside, but there's that intangible. I worry about Herbert because – I think we all can attest that not playing in New York is not easy. He's from Eugene, Oregon, and I don't know if he can handle New York. And that goes a long way, man. And but he's 6'6", so that's the upside.
Disregard. Okay, disregard.
No, that's it. So on a short answer, if I consider everything, give me Haskins. He has the production. He's a tremendous quarterback in Maryland. He's from New Jersey. Maryland. He was going to go to the University of Maryland Terrapins, Chris alma mater, but he ended up going to Ohio State. He has the better numbers pro style offense. I would take Haskins in this split here because there's that intangible. I think he can handle pressure that I don't think Herbert can, but I like Herbert too. So, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not overly sold on either one of them. There's, you know, I have concerns about taking a quarterback as a freshman or a sophomore because a lot of them have not panned out 3 years. So I'd give another year or two. There was one sophomore quarterback I was looking at, and that's Michigan's Dylan McCaffrey, whose father played for the Giants. His brother's Christian, so he comes from a football family. But I would still give him another year or two before, you know, I'd rather take a senior or a junior quarterback in the draft. That's just my take based on, you know, what the outcome has been lately, you know, with past quarterbacks.
And a good question, man, because we're going to use it going into. Remember, we're going to have all these draft shows, mini camp shows.
Absolutely.
You'll see.
Oh, definitely.
This is the you are the jump start of this question, because it's going to be a continual process from here on in. Appreciate the call, sir. Appreciate you being a stakeholder, frontliner.
Absolutely, Shannon. I appreciate the guys doing research, the Giants fans doing research on this, because we have to start looking for our next quarterback. You know, no matter how many more years Eli plays, you always have to look for the next quarterback.
Exactly.
Well, you have there's no better platform when it comes to research. Trust me.
Yeah, you got that right.
this
you guys are on point. Love it.
Appreciate it. That's Omar, everybody. 929-477-4171. Big Blue Roundtable preview game, preview show and game against the Titans on Sunday. Hollis is in the house again. What's up, babe?
Bates. Yo, what's good, family?
Hey,
Azul,
man.
What's good?
You just heard the crew. I know you're listening to the crew.
Good,
give their spiel, man. Now we're waiting on you. Your turn. Then we're going to go into our picks afterwards.
Well, I missed most of the spiel, but I'm a little concerned. Tennessee has been up and down, but they've had some tough games, and they've been competitive in some games and been lackluster, so I don't know which one's going to show up. But I know I would like for us to win out. That's what I would like to see. I don't care about the playoff picture. I just want to see us finish strong. And for this game, I want to see the Lions play in unison like they did against Washington. I want to see Saquon do his thing. And whoever doesn't play, if OBJ doesn't play, somebody else steps up. You know, I want to see more out of the defense. I want to see them get after the passer in long situations and, you know, solid game. It's a solid game, all-around game like we played last week. I'm not expecting 40 points, but I'm expecting for them a solid game, man. And I want Eli to keep continuing to play relatively mistake-free. And the fact that his jersey's clean for the majority of the game now, he should be okay to play a little bit more mistake-free ball. So I'm just excited to keep seeing the team improve. That's really my goal for the year, to see the team improve. And then, you know, we go on to, you know, free agency and the draft. That's what I'm excited about.
All right, man. Dang, I tell you what, though. You're right. You hit it right on spot on about one thing, though, man. We don't know what Tennessee Titans team this is, you know. I mean, they're 7-6, but it's a deceptive 7-6. They've gotten their ass beat. And then they've also won some lucky-ass games. New England comes to mind with that one. So I don't know what's happening, man. You know, I don't know. And they're not really my concern.
We should be prepared to play that game. We shouldn't sleep on them is what I'm trying to say. They're not the Redskins. They're not going to lay down. Or they may lay down. We don't know. But, you know, they got a winning record, so you got to respect the team and, you know, play hard.
Right,
and play smart football. Sherman got to call a good game. Better, whatever his damn name is. He got to call a good defensive scheme. He got to call a good scheme. You know what I'm saying? Don't leave us too exposed in the back end with too many blitzing, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully they got a good plan, man. And, you know, to me, the best plan of offense is to lead with Saquon and work the play action.
Okay. So that's Bates, everyone. And now it's pick'em time. Okay, here's the situation. Billy Bob and Jason are tied for first. Myself and Steve Azul are tied for third. No. Tied for
correct.
Third.
However you look at it.
Two games behind.
Two games
whatever
behind.
You want to say. Yeah. Then you are. Then it's you, Bakes, then Frank, and Big O can make up ground by landing 4 out of 4 since he missed last week's pickles. All right. Now, I hope everybody got that because this is not a game show and I ain't repeating it. So, without further ado, we're going to swing into it right about now. We're going to start with Big O. And here's the lineup, y'all. Please cue the sound, sir. All right, Big O.
Yo.
L.A. Chargers at Kansas City.
Kansas City.
Dallas at Indianapolis.
I would take Indianapolis.
New England at Pittsburgh. Damn.
Damn. Yeah.
Yeah.
New England at. I'll take New England.
Okay. At Tennessee at MetLife.
We're going to take us. I'll say the score be 24-14.
Big O was shooting for the 4-for-4, see? 4-for-4. Okay.
Moses Malone, baby. That's a Moses Malone.
There you go. All right, all right. Jason, Big Blue definition of lit of Arizona, and on and on and on and on and on. Are you ready?
Let's go.
Los Angeles Chargers at Kansas City.
Chargers. Wait, you say Chargers? You say Chargers?
Yes.
Tonight?
Yes.
Oh, Kansas City. Kansas City.
Okay. Dallas at Indiana.
Dallas.
New England at Pittsburgh.
New England.
And Tennessee at MetLife.
I'll just go with the Giants.
So inspired. So inspired. I just love the Giants. Okay. Jason's my man right there. Okay. Billy Bob. Here we go. Are you ready, sir?
Yes, I am.
Los Angeles Chargers at Kansas City.
I'm going with the Chargers.
Dallas Cowboys at Indiana.
Man, I'm going with Indianapolis. Indiana, baby, because we need this.
We sure do. New England at Pittsburgh.
Ooh, Pittsburgh got a bounce back. I mean, the Patriots got a pass bounce back. The Patriots.
And finally, Tennessee Titans at the New York Giants.
Come on, man. I'm bleeding the blue the rest of the way. Don't ask me no questions
right.
About
hey,
this no more.
I'm sorry. Hey. I'm following the rule. It's called the rule of Azul. That's what I'm following, too. Don't mess with me. All right. Billy Bob, stand by. Because Hollis Queens is in the house again. All right. From the top, here's Bakes with Los Angeles Chargers at Kansas City.
City.
Dallas at Indiana.
Indiana. You know I'm pretty damn
tough. New England at Pittsburgh.
At Pittsburgh.
New
England.
And Tennessee at MetLife.
Give me them Giants, 41-19.
There you go. All right. For me, Azul, I think the Los Angeles Chargers are for real, and they're going to go to Kansas City and win this game. Okay? Dallas goes to Indiana, and Indiana is going to pull a rabbit out of their goddamn hat and win this game at home. All right? New England at Pittsburgh. Tomlin is gone if he loses this game. Okay? That's all I'm going to say. That's why I'm going to hang on to Pittsburgh for by a sheer thread. And I bleed blue all the way, so the last game will go to us 17-14, with the star of this game being Mr. Rojas' foot. All right. Azul, you up.
Real quick question. I didn't get your pick for Chargers Chiefs. I missed that. What did you say?
Sorry. I think the Chargers are going to do it. I think the Chargers are going to pull up that Kansas City.
All right.
There's no hunt there. So.
All right. Ed from the Big Blue Huddle submitted his picks. Chiefs,
okay.
Cowboys, Steelers, Giants. My picks, Chiefs, Cowboys, Patriots, Giants.
Why you think Patriots?
They got their number, man. Until I actually see them beat until I see the Steelers beat the Patriots, I'm going with the Patriots. They got their number, man. It's all psychological. And the Steelers have been on a losing streak like crazy. And you know the Patriots – oh, that reminds me. Let me get to this before we get off. The Patriots lost a crazy game last week.
I know.
It costed me fantasy football. It costed me fantasy football with
I don't know what that was.
Pitches and laterals. It cost me. I'm pissed at that game, but the Patriots are probably going to make up for that and come back and win. They got the Steelers number, man. That's it.
Okay.
Let's get some final thoughts.
Let's get some final thoughts real quick. Big O, you're on the clock, sir. We want to hear what you got. What's your final thought about this? What's going on?
Giants going roll. Jason, man, Odell's going to be fine, man.
Receivers sign contracts, big contracts. They not guaranteed. They're not going to get hurt, man. Antonio Brown get hurt. You know, Julio's getting hurt. It happens, man. You just with this now in this game, man. The way to speed this game going, these cuts and all that, man. Something's bound to happen, man. You just got to hold your breath in the NFL. NFL stands not for long, man. So you got to understand that it's the next man's up. It's the next man up. You got to have you got to have a full deck, baby. Everybody on the team got to be crazy. So if you know what I'm saying, if a wolf go down, it got to be a wolf backing them up. So that's just
that's
the
right.
game, man. You know, that's why I love football, man. You know what I'm saying? So yeah. It is what it is, man. But, you know, this week we're going to go in there and battle. I feel confident, man. We play a sound game and the coach call a good game. We can go in there and knock this team out, man. It's really not that good. So I expect a good game. Again, 24-14 Giants. And other than that, man, I'll see y'all on Sunday, man. I hear from y'all on Sunday. Bleed blue.
All right, bleed blue after the game. All right, Big O, everyone. Peace and blessings, bro. Jason, real quick, your final thoughts, sir. Big Blue of Arizona, definition of lit.
Yeah, it's going to be an interesting game. You know, like I said from last week, you know, it's two teams vying for the playoffs. It's going to be a bloodbath. It's going to be more of an intense bloodbath. You know, it's all about control and keeping the penetration to a minimum. But we'll talk about something else next week, though. Something else that's brewing.
Okay.
See you guys.
We will do that.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jason. That's Jason, Big Blue of Arizona. Billy Bob, real quick.
Hey, guys, I'm on the heart back on the draft. On the draft. I promise y'all. I hope we take a page out of last year. I hope we don't waste our pick on the quarterback because we can get somebody down the line such as Will Greer. I really feel this dude. He's a playmaker. Let's skip on these little future quarterbacks. Hey, listen, that's my father.
That's my boy.
Will Greer.
Got it.
That's my boy.
That's my guy.
I love the boy because he was playing out of Florida. I seen him up close in Florida in Gainesville. I love the way he played. And then when
and
he went
tough.
To West Virginia, he showed me some more stuff. So, hey, listen, if we can find some other pick in the first round, how we pick the same car, pick the best player in the draft.
Okay.
That's all I
got
to
say
for my
that.
Final thought.
Billy Bob in the house. Spakes, 30 seconds, sir.
We bleed blue all day. Follow us on Frontliners at NYG, Frontliners NYG on Twitter, Frontliners NYG, NYG Frontliners for Instagram, sorry, Twitter, Frontliners NYG. We bleed blue. We're going to get this win, and we're going to move on, and we bleed blue.
Man, we bleed blue. Hollis in the house. Hey, look here, remember to check us out on after the game. Call in directly at this line, 929-477-4171. This is the Bleed Blue Show. We're going to talk about this on Sunday. Check us out on all social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, bleedblueshow.com/podcast or archives is there too, man. The shows are here also for the other teams as well, the Yankees, the Knickerbocker Avs fan forum, and also for the New York Rangers with Ranger Proud. So it's all there for the Bleed Blue Show. It's formed for the fans, and so it's at your disposal right then and there. Azul is doing a fantastic job on that, making sure that you are always, you know, well informed, up to the T, and just on top with your New York Sports Authority. So for Big O, Ed, Jason Worm, Billy Bob, Juju, Omar, and Bakes, man, I'm saying, hey, bleed blue, and I'm going to give the mic to the man himself. Azul, take it home, homie.
One more time, happy birthday to Chris. I hope he has a great, great weekend, a Giants win as well. Many, many more, man. Enjoy your 23rd birthday. Shout out to F and the Big Blue Huddle, Big O, Jason, the definition of lit, aka Adam West, Worm, Frank, Billy Bob, Juju, straight out of MetLife, Omar, and of course, Bakes, NYG Frontliners, the Frontliners. Of course, like Chris said, immediately win, lose, or draw after the game on Sunday, Titans versus the Giants post game roundtable. Sangre Azul.
Can you dig it? Can you dig it? Can you dig it?
Bleep blue. bleep 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 bleep